We have an NBA legend and also one of the few people that's corrected Alice Trebek on Jeopardy. Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is joining us on the show. How you doing, Kareem?
I'm doing great.
That's good. So, you know, I got to keep it 100 with you, Kareem. Like, how did it feel to honestly correct Alice Trebek on Jeopardy on his show? Praise God.
That felt great. Actually, the thing I corrected him on, I kind of screwed up a little bit. But
being honest,
I knew I was right, but I mentioned the wrong answer, and that's why they had to tell me that I couldn't get the points. But I did know what I was talking about. I screwed that one up.
That's good stuff. So you definitely know what you're talking about. But I want to talk to you about this today. You're actually here promoting your new book. It's called Coach Wooten and Me, Our 50-Year Friendship on and Off the Court. And for those people who don't know, Coach John Wooten is a legendary coach for the UCLA Bruins basketball team. And you all won like 3 championships together. Tell us what this book means to you and the relationship you built with Coach Wooten.
Well, it's my attempt at letting people know what Coach was about on the big picture, you know.
Wow.
The whole man, not just the coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, he did so much extraordinary things, you know, leading his teams and being an icon in the game of basketball. But he did an incredible job in giving his players life lessons that enabled us to live better lives.
That's good stuff.
And that really was his crowning glory in his eyes.
Yeah.
The fact that his players, by and large, graduated and went on to become good fathers and good husbands and good citizens.
Family, right now I'm hanging out with the legend himself, Hall of Famer, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, basketball extraordinaire. The hook shot belongs to him. Listen, I've seen you do some interviews about the book and how you mentioned the lessons that you learned from Coach Wooten, like how you applied what you learned on the court and it was applicable off the court to your everyday life, even as a parent. Can you speak about that a little bit?
So, you know, what we had to learn about teamwork and understanding the duties and needs of the people that you have to work with, and working on fundamental skills,
yeah,
and learning how to be patient and a team player, all those things that enable us to be successful people, he taught us through basketball, and it was amazing. I was able to use these things, as you mentioned, as a parent, because, for example, I could let my kids try something. They had to do it their way. They weren't going to listen to me, so I let them try it their way, and they'd fail, and then I'd have the opportunity to teach them. And, you know, while I'd be doing that, I would smile inwardly because that's exactly how Coach Wooten handled us. And, you know, I was just mimicking him on his ability to be the patient teacher and wise mentor.
That's good stuff. Now, I can remember, like, not that I was alive then, but, you know, of course, the books showed me that you and Muhammad Ali caught a lot of backlash because of your stance on Vietnam. You were one of the few athletes that literally stood with him and was involved with the famous meeting with other high-profile athletes at the same time. Like, right now, we see Colin Kaepernick, and a lot of people are not standing with him. So how do you look at him, and is he like our modern-day Muhammad Ali?
I think it's really unfortunate that he doesn't have a position on some team. He's a talented athlete. He deserves to be out there. But, you know, Ali kind of took on the whole establishment for black Americans. And, you know, the Vietnam War was kind of a tough thing for black Americans. A lot of our young men died over there. And Ali made people address that situation in the right way. So that's what Colin's trying to do with the issue of too many young black men being killed for no good reason. That type of thing that makes you angry. And I think what happened with Colin was he was communicating his anger as opposed to communicating his concern. And you can't win allies if all you're going to do is be angry. You got to be concerned, communicate your concern, and, you know, hopefully you can get some allies and some people to understand what's going on, and then you guys can find common ground and deal with the situation.
That's good. Hanging out with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So, you know I'm an LBJ fan. Shout out to Cleveland. Love you to life. And leading up to the finals, we all heard the greatest of all times, Michael Jordan, and people start comparing LeBron James. Is there any part of you where you have to say, wow, how did I get pushed out of the discussion? You got six championships, six MVPs, and you scored the most points ever in the NBA. What do you think about these debates? Should your name be mentioned?
Well, it's unfortunate that I'm not in the conversation sometimes, but I should be in the conversation. I think that people can be short-sighted, and when I played was long ago, but the numbers speak for themselves, and the success is evident. So, I'm gonna have to just horn my way into the conversation, but I certainly belong there. You're absolutely right. I have to agree with you.
You know what, Kareem? You definitely deserve to be in the discussion. Family, NBA legend Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, do me a favor. Go support this new book. It's called Coach Wooden and Me, Our 50-Year Friendship on and off the court. Kareem, I appreciate you. I honor you, man. And you be praying for LBJ tonight that he would use that hook shot in Jesus' name. Kareem, how do we find you on social media?
Yeah, if you want to know what I'm doing, where I am, KareemAbdulJabbar.com. And you can find out everything about what I'm doing, my foundation, all of those things. And, you know, for all you people, Coach Wood and me, our 50-year friendship, on and off the court, it's about being there. It's about friendship and being there for the people that you care about. It's not about hoops. It's about a lot more than that. And I hope people enjoy it.
Family, make sure that you follow the legend himself, Hall of Fame, NBA player, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.